This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crowe. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says he's disappointed but not surprised the Republican-led legislature overturned his veto of a bill that bans doctors from performing medical procedures on children that could alter their biological sex. Despite the defeat, the governor says he stands by his veto.
At the end of the day, I just don't believe state government is competent to interject itself into what ought to be decisions that are made inside families.
Edwards says the legislation harms a very small population of vulnerable children, their families, and healthcare professionals. But the bill's author, Pollock Representative Gabe Furman, says his legislation protects kids who might be temporarily confused about their biological sex.
Giving kids drugs that essentially cause chemical castration, sterilization, impact the development of bones and brain, that's not health care.
75 House members and 26 senators voted to override the governor's veto, but the governor says there are Republicans who've privately acknowledged problems with the legislation but had to vote in favor of the override to satisfy their party leaders.
I'm absolutely convinced that had the members of the legislature, House and Senate, voted in accordance with what they really believed, there would not have been a two-thirds vote.
The Sterlington Sports Complex is hosting a group of young men from around the South, the 2023 Dixie Baseball 15U World Series is underway. 16 teams will be competing. It will have an economic impact of about $178,000. The area teams competing include Sterlington and Mangum. The championship game will be held on Friday. And speaking of champions, Alabama was one of the schools featured at SEC Media Days yesterday. Coach Nick Saban and his team look to return to their championship pedigree after missing the college playoffs for the first time since 2019 and just the second time in the CFP era. The first order of business will be replacing Heisman-winning quarterback Bryce Young, but Saban says he's not in a hurry.
Three guys that are competing for that position right now. All those players are getting better, and it's important for us that all those players get better. I don't think anybody has actually separated themselves yet to this point, and I don't think it's something that we're trying to rush.
Alabama will visit LSU September 23rd. I'm Corey Crowe. This is KEDM Public Radio.